stay or go? If I had a brain, Simpson told himself, I'd throw the whole thing out. It was probably a mistake anyway. He unwound the old-fashioned string on the inter-office envelope and slid the printed sheet so he could read it again. Re, eyes only, Detroit threat assessment. NSA SIGINT and CIA have confirmed, with the highest level of confidence, the existence of a funded plan by Detroit AQC-4 to attack KK Midwest within 10 days. Liaise with relevant agency contacts to coordinate countermeasures. Classified briefing to come. See https://classified.dni.gov/332425A for supplemental information. The envelope had been on his desk when he got to work. His first thought was that it must have been meant for someone else. Christian Simpson did PR for the Department of Defense. He was working on a counterterrorism PowerPoint for Colonel Weld's White House briefing, but he had nothing to do with operations. It could be a leak. Someone wanted this email in the news. Whatever, throw it out. He put it in the trash and tried to go back to his work, but he couldn't concentrate. He pulled it out and reread the email. An attack was coming, but he didn't know what KK meant. The letters seemed familiar, but he couldn't place them. And what or who was AQC-4? There was going to be an attack on a place or person called KK Midwest. It was so familiar sounding, but his mind was blank. It was making him crazy. Midwest Kike Compound, or Kike Kennel. That was it. Someone was planning an attack on the Jewish compound in Detroit. Had it come to that? The whole situation made him sick. He knew he wasn't alone, but people were afraid to talk about it. He'd been asked to let certain people know if he saw or heard things that might help the cause. This definitely met the criteria. At noon, he slipped out of the office and took the metro up to Rosslyn, just past the Marine Corps Memorial. He bought a phone card at a drugstore. The Hyatt would have a payphone. He knew he was on camera every second after leaving his office. Still, he was more or less anonymous, a middle-aged man in a suit going about his day in D.C. No one would notice or care. But if they traced his movements, this little excursion might look suspicious. He dialed. A man answered on the second ring. Simpson started speaking without saying hello. The man knew who he was. Simpson said, "Wanted to give you a heads up. Just saw intel about an attack coming your way within 10 days from a group called AQC-4. Don't know who they are, but I thought you should know." Simpson heard the man anxiously asking him for more details, but he got distracted by the appearance of a large, military-looking man entering the lobby, looking for someone. He'd seen this man before. It was Major Elliot Kirkland. He worked for Colonel Weld. His presence here was not a good sign at all. Simpson turned to face the wall, but he was pretty sure he'd been spotted.
"That's all I know now. I'll report more later," he said into the phone and hung up. He dashed out the side door of the hotel, praying the major wasn't following him.